They've been here for days, some for more than a week. They're hungry and thirsty, and they've been sleeping on the dirt. People give them water as they pass by the crowd of migrants outside this UN facility in Tripoli. They each have a story to tell. Mohammed Dawood says he escaped from the Mabani detention center on Friday and has been here ever since.
So we are homeless. We have no place to go. The UN, he is the responsible. It must take the responsibility because we have no place to go, no water, no eat. So where we can go?
It follows a crackdown by Libyan security services earlier this month in the town of Girgarish, where at least 5,000 migrants and refugees were arrested. Their temporary homes were destroyed. The government says they were built illegally on public land. Those arrested were put in detention centers like the El Mabani facility, where on Friday 2,000 people escaped. The UN said 6 migrants were killed and at least 24 injured.
We began a pilot program today to provide cash assistance and emergency relief for some of these people, and we'll continue to do so in these areas around town in the next couple of days. We've been unable to do so at the community day center because of the large crowds.
Libya has long been a transit hub for migrants and refugees attempting to reach European shores by crossing the Mediterranean. But with the recent crackdown, many of them are scared. They gather here in their hundreds, outside this UN facility, hoping to be relocated to other countries. Women and children are among the crowds who are waiting for help.
The UN Refugee Agency says it urges the crowds to disperse so they can help the most vulnerable in need. But most people here tell us they have nowhere else to go, and they refuse to leave until they are evacuated.
David came to Libya from South Sudan. He says migrants and refugees are made to wait in Libyan detention centers because of EU policies and restrictions.
The European Union, who are funding the Libyan Coast Guard, people are then intercepted in the sea and then brought back to Libya, where they are held up in different detention centers. And not only that, the militias, as we might call them, They took these people and separated them into groups where they extort them or detain them for ransom. This circle keeps repeating itself.
There are an estimated 600,000 African migrants in Libya at the moment. Many of them just want a better life for themselves and their families, and they believe they'll find it in Europe. Malik Traina, Al Jazeera, Tripoli.